Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for a brand new day. We just give you glory. Bless your name. He's worthy to be praised today. He is the Most High, and I'm so glad that he allowed me to wake up to recognize who he is. I'm grateful he allowed you to wake up to recognize who he is. He's the only true God, the Most High, in whom we serve. We believe in him. Hallelujah. We follow his truth. That's what we depend on. Amen. We trust him by the grace that he's given us through his beloved son. I thank him for another day. Amen. As the Holy Spirit and I talk about the Creator, the Son, the Savior of the world, Yahshua, hallelujah. Yes, we call him Jesus, but he is Yahshua, yes. Hallelujah, the Messiah, Savior of this world. He's the anointed one who was sent to reconcile us back to the Father. I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. I thank you, those who called in to join in live on Crown Talking Drums Radio early this Sunday morning. Yes, June 18th, 2023. Another Father's Day. Hallelujah. We're observing fathers and honoring fathers today. Amen. There's no one more and most so to honor and our heavenly creator, but we do thank him for our earthly fathers. Amen. Those who, some may be still alive and some may have gone on, transition on up off the earth, but yet and still, we still honor, amen, the legacy. Some may be good, some may be bad that they left behind. It doesn't matter. We got to keep it moving and honor the Most High with our lives. Amen. It's just a few minutes after 7 here, live, amen, but it may be late over in the night somewhere else, someone listening in to the broadcast, amen. It may be in the middle of the day. It really doesn't matter. Someone may be listening to the recorded broadcast, amen. So I'm just grateful either way that you decided to add this time to your schedule. Don't take it lightly. And at that, with that being said, I just want to say welcome to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. Amen. Most High has given me the opportunity in this season, in this space, at this time, and I'm grateful for that. Amen. Just giving me the opportunity to continue to share his goodness, continue to share of who he is. Amen. His faithfulness. And doing that by way of encouragement. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be doing anyway, encouraging one another. And I'm just grateful that he's given me this opportunity to encourage others and myself. Amen. Through his word. It's a blessing. It's an honor. It's a privilege. Amen. And his word is his living truth. Amen. All throughout the 66 books there, the word still needs to be in operation, and we need to honor it all. Amen. We need to live and pattern our lives after it, first and foremost, after the walk in the life of the Messiah. Amen. I'm just grateful for the word. It just brings the Father to the forefront. It brings him on the scene. Amen. And when we keep him first, when it comes to everything, anything, it doesn't matter what it is, amen. When he gets the glory, yes, he's going to win that battle for us every time. And I'm grateful for that. Amen. With so much, we say this week after week, there's so much going on in this world that's not of God. Amen. But we are of him. And we have been sent here, hallelujah, for such a time as this to make a difference. Amen. In this world. In this perverse and wicked generation, Amen. We've been sent here to make a difference. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about that. We don't want to get caught up with all that is going on and get depressed with all that is going on, because sometimes the enemy will use that very thing. If we get so involved in just meditating on what's going on over and over, just like on the news as they rehearse the same situations over and over and over to get it ingrained in our minds. That's why I may watch the news, but I don't sit there and just stay there in the news. I just can't do that. Amen. And it's good for us to know what's going on around the world. Amen. And I miss the news because I don't watch a lot of TV. So I miss it a lot. Amen. But when I do catch it, I see things. You already see what's going on just through your daily activities of going out in life. You see what's going on. You can just see deterioration. You can just see sin. You just see it all around you. Amen. But either way, I'm just grateful that I know, and I believe that you know, hallelujah, we serve the Most High God. Amen. He's creator of heaven and earth. Amen. And there's nothing that's going to take place on this earth that he doesn't already know about. He's already warned us and told us these things would be. Amen. But yet and still, he still has the final say, and he's still going to allow every battle to be won. Whatever that may look like, he's still in control of things. Amen. But he's allowing some things. And he's given us, hallelujah, the mercy to get it together, to help bring in others. Amen. Get ourselves together. Hallelujah. And bring in others and help them get it together. Amen. We are to be disciples of men. And when I say men, I'm not just talking about the male gender. I'm talking about men, women, boys, girls in general. Amen. We are to be disciples of men. Hallelujah. They should be able to look at our lives and be able to pattern, hallelujah, after us. Because we're not perfect. We have flaws still. Amen. But we serve the Father who helps us with those flaws. Amen. That's why we depend on him. I need him every second of every minute. Every minute of every hour. Every hour of every day. Every day of every week of every month, and every month of every year. That means 24/7. Not just I, but you need him. Hallelujah. We need him to make it on this journey. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us just have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Before we get into what the Holy Spirit wants to say today. Father, we just thank you. You are our daddy. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for this brand new day. You didn't have to allow us to see it, but once again, you did. And we thank you. Hallelujah. This new day of mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy. Oh, yes. Where we don't get what we deserve. You withhold back your judgment. Hallelujah. And because you extend that for us, you help us to extend that same mercy to others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for this new grace as we're living in a time of grace. Hallelujah. Yes, we're living in this dispensation where your grace, hallelujah, continues to keep running over and over and over. Hallelujah. Well, we're not getting what we do deserve. Hallelujah. Or we get what we don't deserve. That's your grace. So awesome. So awesome. Your love extends your grace. And we don't take it for granted. I know I don't. Amen. I thank you. Hallelujah. For waking us up in our right state of mind this morning. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do that, but you did. Amen. Thank you for the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. Our systems being in operation. Thank you, Father. We don't take it for granted. Amen. Hallelujah. We even thank you for all your supply. You are Jehovah. You supply everything that we need. Hallelujah. Healing, health, wellness, wholeness. You supply it all. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. You are the God of all creation. And we thank you for that. Thank you for every provision. Now, Holy Spirit, you and I together, thank you for this CAD team as we encourage the saints of the Most High. You're welcome, Holy Spirit, to infiltrate this time. Hallelujah, as we spend it in your presence. Hallelujah, for such a time as this. We pray this prayer in the Son of Yeshua. Hallelujah. All of you and none of me, just the willing vessel and the vocal cords, hallelujah, available to be used by you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's encouraging times, saints. It's encouraging times. Hallelujah. Not discouraging, but encouraging. I don't care what negativity comes and try to throw you off. Throw off your focus. Hallelujah. We still have to have the stamina to continue, hallelujah, doing the will of the Father. Hallelujah, as we always say, this is a time that we're living in where encouragement through the word is needed more so than anything. Fervent prayer is needed right now more so than anything, not just little penny-ante prayers. Spiritual warfare is needed. There's some things going on behind the scenes. The Father is revealing some stuff, and some of it's going to come. It might throw us off guard for a moment. Hallelujah. But then it's time to regenerate, regroup, and get it back together. Go into spiritual warfare. I can only say that because of the experience that I'm experiencing, and the Father is moving across the globe. Amen. He's not going to change in his saints or his set apart ones. See, for such a time as this that we're living in, where we're seeing so much unjustness being done in this perverse world, we, hallelujah, have to keep our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes open to know and see what's really going on so we can be effective kingdom citizens. That's who we're called to be. We're on this earth as kingdom citizens. We've been engrafted into the fold of the Most High. We have been anointed and appointed, hallelujah, for his kingdom. We're not down here to build up our own personal kingdom. We're here, our purpose. So our intent, it has to be intentional, what we're doing. Amen. And what we've been called to do here on this earth. Whatever that form of encouragement looks like in your life, however the Father anointed you and appointed you in your life, you better be about his business. Time is winding down. And this world is on its way to hell in a handbasket. So much wickedness. You can walk in certain atmospheres and you can feel the wickedness. But guess what? As the set apart ones, when we come into place, that light is revealed. Things, there's a calming effect. Or those demons get uneasy. They're supposed to. That you can see it in them how they look at you. They look at you like, oh, wait a minute. Something going on with that person. Something in that person. Something on that person. That's how it should be. We should make people uneasy when we walk in their presence. Amen. It's not about an outward performance, but it's about that working that's taking place on the inside of us. Amen. And I know today is Father's Day. And we honor our fathers. Amen. That's not the word the Father gave me today, but we are going to talk about it briefly before we go. And I've already mentioned somewhat of a word of where we're going, but it's going to be explained a little bit in a few more minutes. As we're honoring our fathers, just as that message the Holy Spirit had given me during Mother's Day, talking about Eve. Amen. But it's not Mother's Day today, but that was the message for that day. Today, I want to kind of just start out just talking about Adam, or Adam, amen. Had the Father not created him, hallelujah, from the earth, that's what his name really means, earthy, amen. Had the Father not created him from the dust, the earth, amen. There was a little mist, so you know it was a little wet. He may have been created from some mud. I'm really not sure. I can only go off what the scripture says. It talks about there was a mist that came on the earth. So there was a little bit of water there, and he gathered it together, and he formed man out of the dust of the earth. Hallelujah. We're earthly. Remember, the scripture also says when we come into this world, we're going to go, when we go out, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Amen. We were originally formed. Man was originally formed from the dust of the earth. Amen. And then the Father breathed in him the breath of life, and he became a living being. Hallelujah. And we're grateful for that, because had the Father not done that, through all that happened in the process, the sin, the fall of man, the fall of Adam, amen, and Eve, amen, with all that taking place in the process, the Father still had a plan. And that plan, if we're walking it out today, in that time of grace, so we still have to honor all of the word of what was done from the beginning to the end. We always have to reflect back on it, because it's history. Amen. History in the making. It's history in the eyes of the believer. We can't do away with any of it. We learn from all the words, from the old to the new, from the Torah to the letters. We learn from it all. Amen. There's nothing. A lot of times people say, well, you know, we don't have to. I keep coming out with this about the Ten Commandments. I can't help it. Because a lot of times, as we are somewhat New Testament belief, oh, no, no, no. We're followers of the entire word. Amen. It behooves me. I try to figure it out. How can we say that the Ten Commandments are not covered? You can read certain scriptures and different things that were given in the New Covenant. You got to make sure of who it was written to and how it was written, because it could have been something the Pharisees was trying to throw out to confuse the Messiah. It could have been some of their talking. You really have to study what you're reading in the Word. Amen. To understand it. And I'm getting a little bit more detail with the words and how things are written throughout the scriptures, because we have gotten it a little twisted. Amen. A lot of things that have been twisted to me, I'm having to untwist and relearn. Amen. Amen. But when it comes to that, we can take and borrow so many scriptures from the old covenant and confess it as a promise. But yet still we say the Ten Commandments are done away with just from a few scriptures, and I think maybe Hebrews, and it's another scripture in another part of the letters that talks about it. But it's talking about what law is it talking about right there. That's where study needs to take place. And I'm not going to go into that, but there is going to come a time where I probably will go into detail. Amen. But I just want to say, we have to honor the word. And we wouldn't have this opportunity had it not been for the Most High, first and foremost. Then him sending Adam, hallelujah, and Eve, hallelujah, on this earth. Had this Father's Day, there would be no Father. There would be no male and female coming together through consummation, hallelujah, and the sperm releasing, hallelujah, to the egg, and then the seed being produced. That would have never taken place had it not been for the plan of the Most High God. So we honor our fathers today. We honor them. All that the examples that they played in our lives, hallelujah, those who may have gone on, whether their examples were negative or whether it was a positive example. A lot of people's stories have positive, but then you got a lot of people's stories who's negative in reference to their father, their earthly father. Amen. And sometimes that causes them to act out today from what they saw. But see, as believers, even what we may have seen, if it was negative, might have been positive, that's no way for us to continue on, because we have the Most High dwelling in us. We have accepted his dear son. We're patterning our lives after the dear son, the Messiah, Jesus. That's who we're patterning our lives after now. Amen. And because we're doing that, amen, it changes us the inside out. Yes. It's an inside out working. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about that. Amen. And that just leads us into what the word that the Father gave me. And the word he gave me was perform. You know, there's a lot of performance going on today. When you think about that word itself, just thinking about it and kind of pondering in your mind and in your thoughts, what comes to mind is you see actors performing on the screen. You see movies, there's performance that takes place. You can go to a play and there's performance. I have a granddaughter that she does theatrical play and she loves it. Amen. And she performs very well. And sometimes when she's in her regular person self, you can see her character of acting coming out even through her personality. It's just a blessing. It's a beautiful thing. So she puts herself into even her performance. Amen. There's just a lot of performing going for it. Even when it comes to mechanically, you think about an automobile. When you go to buy an automobile, a car, or anything that's been created by man, amen, and it runs electrically, or it runs, the cars run off gas, but they still have a lot of electrical intricacy involved in them. But you want them to perform well. You want them to have the performance that when you drive off the lot with that vehicle or that whatever type of truck, vehicle, RV, whatever it is, it loses value immediately driven off the lot. Soon as you sign those papers and drive off the lot, the value is gone down. But yet and still, we still expect the performance to be top notch, especially if it's something that's brand new. But come on now. We're just thinking about that. Just thinking about performing. Amen. And it's a lot of performance taking place in the body of Christ. And the scripture lets us know that we will know one another by the fruit that is being bared from one another. Amen. You shall know them by their fruit. If there's an apple tree, it's not going to bear forth peaches. Something's deformed about that. It's just not going to happen. An apple tree produces apples. A pear tree produces pears. You can say all day, you can open up a pack of seeds and it can say pears on it, and you go to plant them, and when they grow and they come as peaches, somebody behind the seed who produced those packaging, it got on the wrong assembly line. Either the packet was wrong, the packet must have been on the wrong assembly line, because a different fruit came forth from that, those plantings. But there's a lot of performance taking place in the body of the Messiah. And that's not good. See, when it comes to, and I looked that word up, I'm like, perform? What? Perform? I was just kind of walking around and I had heard some news yesterday. And it caused me to go off in a warfare of prayer. I was just in prayer pretty much all afternoon, all evening, all afternoon. And then something else came in and got me a little distracted. I had to handle that. A business situation came in and had to make sure that people connected in the business got in. But all throughout the afternoon, I had been kind of in warfare of prayer, just praying and just coming to get some different things. And I'm grateful for that, because that's the connection that we have. We can go into prayer. And even though, you know, you're in wherever you are in the season of your life, sometimes you may have others around you. And sometimes when you know you need to go in warfare prayer, sometimes you may have to say, you have to excuse me for a minute. I might have to go pray. Or, you know, we can't let the distraction that's going on around us, whatever it is, you know, if others are around us and then something comes up and we need to get away somewhere and pray, they have to respect that. Amen. Sometimes you may have to say, let me go. I got to go away. Or you might tell your husband, I need to just go pray right now. And they should honor that and respect that, especially when your household is about believing. Amen. But as I was hearing, as I was in prayer and came out of prayer, that word perform, and I didn't really know what I was hearing like this, perform. I didn't really know what it really meant. And then as I got real quiet again, I just kept getting little tidbits. And so this is what the Father just wanted me to share with us, to encourage us, you know, because when it comes to performing, and I looked that word up because there was a couple of scriptures, of course, that the Holy Spirit had given me to share. And I looked it up in the Greek because I'm coming from the New Testament or the letters. Which were, you know, translated so many different ways from Hebrew to Greek. I was listening to another message and just hearing the way the scriptures were translated over time, and over time it went from Hebrew to Latin to Greek to back to English, to the English language, and then back to English, from that English language back to Hebrew. So the scriptures just got kind of shuffled around all kind of ways. And that comes through study and research. And, but I use in the Greek word of the word perform. And that Greek word, I may not be saying it correctly, is ektave. I may not be saying it correctly, and I know I'm not chopping up the language, but it doesn't really matter when it comes to what that word is in Greek. The definition is what I want to get to. And the word perform means to execute, to carry out, to do, to implement. Amen. That's what that word perform means. And when it comes to us as believers, amen, like I had stated, I think it came out a little earlier that the Father is working on us from the inside out. And he wants to work out of us what he's already worked in us. Amen. If that makes sense. It makes sense, because when we became born again believers, when we believed in the faith, and you know, this is just encouragement and reminders to us. That's what I'm sitting here to do. Encourage. Amen. Through the word. Hallelujah. And when we first made the Messiah, accepted him into our life, made him Lord over our life. Amen. Some of us may be still hanging on to some areas where he hasn't been made Lord over, master over. We're trying to stay master over that area ourselves. But when we first made the Messiah the master of our life, we became that new creature. We know that scripture says we have been made new creatures in the Messiah. And that change took place on the inside. Amen. So that lets us know on the inside, we're no longer, at that moment, you're no longer the same person that you were before. You have accepted the living creator. Hallelujah. You have accepted him to come into your life, to come into your heart, your inner being of being, to take over. You now have the nature of the Most High. Hallelujah. You now have his nature born into you. Isn't that awesome? Just to think about that. He's in you now. And that's not just enough for you to have that new nature on your inside. You have to let it take over. You have to let that new nature take over your inside so that it'll bring about that change on the outside. And it's as we always say, it's a process. Amen. It is a process. And that's what I love about it. Everybody's process is different. You may have someone that might be in their 70s or 80s, and they've been walking this path with the Father for years, but there's still immaturity, no growth in a whole lot of areas in their life. That's something to think about. You still see the baby attributes. You still see that they need some maturity in the things of the Most High. There still needs to be growth. And we're always learning. None of us have arrived. None of us. It's a continuous learning process on this journey. And I love it because I love to learn. And in this walk, that's something you must learn. Love is to learn the truth. That's the only way we're going to be set free. The truth is what makes us free. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about the truth. And that's one thing. I know here lately I've been talking and coming out of a lot of books and scriptures from the teachings of Paul in the letters. And one thing about him, though, because he was so against the assemblies and he was going out killing all those who believed in the Messiah. That was his mission. That was his passion. And at that point, he thought he was doing the right thing. But once he was converted on the road to Damascus, that fervor, that fervency that he had in that process as a leader, and guess what? All of us are leaders. Every last one of us. As a leader, Paul, I just had to take a moment to just remind us of that. As Paul was leaving, and he's the Apostle Paul, he was going up, setting up, making sure everything was in order at these various assemblies. Amen. That man has changed and called the church. Yes. That's another thing. And you hear the church. I've been there too. The church. Call it the church. Man came up with that name. It even got adopted and rolled over into the scriptures. We see it in the scriptures. Yeah, it was just changed and added in there. If you look at how things were, and man, then the modern denomination, man created. We serve one Lord, one Yahweh, one Father of them all. But we got all these different denominations and different beliefs. We should have the same beliefs. We're believers of the word. But then even in the denomination, there's so much division. So much. When you believe that way and I believe this way. And this. The Father is not concerned about that. He wants us to come together in the unity of what his word says. That's what it's about. Hallelujah. We may go to separate assemblies or whatever, and you still call them church or whatever, because that's what's been ingrained in the church. It's been ingrained in us through the building that's been erected. Amen. One thing about Paul, as he was encouraging, let's get back to that. I had to throw that tidbit in there too, because it's just truth. We got so caught up in church or churchianity, let's say it that way. It's not about that. It's about us coming together as believers and encouraging. However, and the Father tells us, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together. Amen. We should come together, period. Whether we're meeting in the home, whether we're meeting outside in a big old surrounding, wherever we're meeting, we should be able to come together and encourage one another. Now we have this social platform where we can do it, even on this broadcast. Amen. This is a platform used to bring glory and honor. Yes, it's used for a lot of demonic things too, but it's used to bring glory and honor to the Most High. Hallelujah. I'm glad about that. But one thing about Paul, you know, even when he was confined, he was still serving his purpose. When he was bound, when he was in chains, when he was in prison, he was still serving his purpose. He didn't let that distract him. See, we allow so many different things to distract us, to take us off course and allow to be our excuse. There's no excuse. There's no time for excuses. We see that all throughout the scriptures where there were no time for excuses. We got to be about our Father's business. We've got to be about building up his kingdom. Our performance has to be, hallelujah, his way. No other way is going to work. Not in our own strength. It's all in him and through him that we perform. Amen. That we carry out, that we execute. Hallelujah. We have to do it in him. Hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to work out when he's already worked in us. When we accepted him, when we came born again believers. Amen. Some of us have gotten lax and fell by the wayside a little bit. But the Father's saying, come on, let's get back up. Let's get back up. Hallelujah. We talked about that some weeks back. He would that we be hot or cold. Lukewarm, being in the middle. Making him sick to his stomach. He's telling us, he's calling us up higher. He's going to always be doing that. Hallelujah. We don't get it together, we're going to show up, be left behind. A lot of us, you know, we're going, a lot of performance is going on in the body of Christ is stated. Holy Spirit, I thank you. It's taking place in the body. But so what's going to get before us as we go stand before him one-on-one? He's going to see, depart from me. I never knew you. Your heart was wicked. You was trying to get all the accolades for yourself. You didn't bring none of the glory and the honor back to me. You didn't give it to me. You wanted the crumbs for yourself. Your attitude was whack. Your actions was whack. The intent of your heart was wicked. See, this is a working out of what's already been worked in. Hallelujah. The only way we're going to be able to do it is to perform God's way. That's the only way. No other way is going to work. The first scripture that I have, I'm going to go on to the scripture, those different ones have been brought out. It's coming out of Philippians, very familiar passage of scripture. And I'm going to read this because I think the word in the scriptures that I read, it used the word perfect. But they kind of tie together because of what that word perform means, carry out, to do, to implement. But I'm going to read it in the scriptures. And I'm starting at Philippians, the first chapter, the third verse. And I'm only going to read to the seventh verse. And this is Paul, confined at this time, whose purpose was to motivate, to keep, you know, help them to keep their priorities straight. Yeah, help them to develop the potential. He was encouraging, amen, the saints at Philippi. He was encouraging. But that was his purpose. Everywhere he went, to every assembly he went to, that's what he did. Whether it was Corinth, Philippi, wherever he went. He was encouraging. Wherever we go has a representation of the Most High God. We are representing. What kind of way are we representing? What kind of way are we performing? What kind of way are we carrying out or executing the actions that he has assigned to us to do? Oh, it's powerful. What are we doing? Amen. The purpose that Paul did was occur, and he was doing this confined I just want to say that. We're going to start at the third verse. I thank my Elohim in all my remembrance of you. Remember, he's locked up. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Bound, but guess what? He had joy. My. He was bound in the natural, but he was free. Hallelujah. He was free in the spirit. And we've been made free. For real? Why are we as saints, set apart ones of the Most High, still walking around like we're bound? Guess what? Some of us still are in areas. We need to walk free. The Son has came to set us free in every area of our lives. Earlier, I made the statement, Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing it back. Some areas in our life, we have not allowed him to be Lord or master over. We're still trying to figure those things out on our own without taking him into the, or putting him into the equation. Or we might put him there for a few seconds and then we're trying to figure it out again ourselves. When we find ourselves doing that, recognize, Holy Spirit, help us to recognize he's on the inside of us to help us, to bring all the truth back to our remembrance. Amen. But here Paul was with joy praying for them, for your fellowship in the good news, in that gospel. From the first day that we started sharing it, in other words, from the first day until now. Being persuaded of this, yes, and I think the New King may say a different word. What does the New King James Version or the King James Version say? Being confident. Yes, yeah. Being confident of this very thing. Yes. Being persuaded of this, that he who has begun a good work in you shall perfect. And the New King James, the King James says, performer. Perfected until the day of Yeshua Messiah. Amen. Until his return. The bridegroom is on his way back for us. That's why it's so important we work out what he's already worked in us. He's already put it in us. We have to go through the process of performing it. Elohim's way. Amen. That seventh verse. It is right for me to think this of you all because I have you in my heart. And see, some of you who may be listening right now, I don't know you. You may be a fellow believer as well. I pray so that you've already accepted the Messiah as your personal Savior. Amen. And that you've allowed him to come in and take over and be master over your life, not just certain areas. Amen. I pray so, but my heart goes for you. My heart cries out for the body of Christ. Just as Paul was saying this in reference to Philippi. All of you being sharers of the favor with me, sharers of this grace, this new plan that the Father has given us. My. Oh, thank you, Father, for the Messiah. Both in my chain and in the defense and confirmation of the good news. He was just sharing with them. Hallelujah. For Elohim, I'm going to go on just another scripture too, is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Yeshua Messiah. See, it's because of the Messiah that he changes us. From the inside, he changes our thought patterns. He allows us to be able to have compassion for others. And so, you know, and God, he hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. And see, that one passage of scripture, you know, where, you know, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No. We were sinners. We've been saved by grace. We may still mess up. But you no longer live a sin-living life. You don't just purposely live a sin-living life. You've been converted and grafted over into this new life.
We have to really understand what we're saying here. And you hear that so much. It's been taught so much on the pulpit. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner. If you look up the definition of what a sinner is, that's somebody that's just a heathen. You can't be a heathen and a believer at the same time. Come on, saints. That's why we have to be untaught of some things we've been learned. That's why we have to study this scripture for ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit reveal, though we have teachers amongst us, teaching through the preferably the fivefold ministry gift being in operation. Hallelujah, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teachers. Amen. Amen. We need them all operating. All the voices in the assemblies. Hallelujah. If you just have one voice all the time, that body is dysfunctional. That kind of came out a little bit in an assembly I went to on Friday night, an assembly service I went to on Friday night. It was just a gathering of the fellow brothers from different walks of life, different colors, different nationalities among us, and that kind of came out. It's just the truth. We need all for the edifying of the body. Ephesians talks about that. For the edifying of the body till we all come into the unity of the faith. That's what the Father's about, oneness. He's about oneness. If there's any division, he has nothing to do with that. That's the wicked one there. That's Satan himself in division. But this is Paul just encouraging us. You know, and I want to continue to encourage us. That's what we're sitting here to do, encourage. And I know that's what I'm here to do today, now. I'm encouraging. These things are things we already know, we read about. Amen. We've read them. We've heard them read. But we have to study for ourselves. We have to know the purpose of why something was written and who was addressed when it was written, why they were addressed, in order to rightly divide that truth. You know, as believers on this journey, this spiritual journey, because we're on a spiritual journey now. Though we're living in this world, we're not of this world. We become that new creature, and the work is taking place from the inside out. Amen. We talked about that. Amen. But too frequently, we as believers have a lot of lip service. And we rely too much on ourselves to make a performance before our Father. That must change. It has to change. We need to get to the point where we're recognizing where we may be performing in our own strength. Come on now. He gave this word, and I'm just delivering it. Perform. My. And it's not going to happen automatically. We know this is a process. This journey and this faith journey is a process. The Father is constantly revealing to us what's in us that's not of him, what we need to work out, what he's worked in. He's already put all the attributes. So if he, all those, they're already in us, but we have to work them out. And he will continue to show us what's in us that's not of him. And it's up to us within our personal relationship with him. Nobody else can help you do it. Nobody but the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's in us working to will what the Father wills. He's working out what doesn't belong to us. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he continues to show me mess in me that's not of him. I know he's doing that for me. I've been on this journey a long time. He's still showing me mess I had a situation at work, caught me off guard, and I reacted in the flesh. I stomped my foot. I got angry and stomped my foot. And my coworker said, "He said, you all right over there?" I said, "Yeah, this is just a bit much." So the rest of the day, I plugged up. I just put music in my head. I didn't want to hear nothing because they have music playing. One of my coworkers plays music, and it's not anything that's edifying the Most High. It's just music from some of the old music, and some of it I remember. Sometimes I find myself singing it right there. So I got to the point now where I'm plugging up. I say, I'm plugging in ears. If y'all saying anything to me, I got to get myself. Sometimes I'm listening to this, and it's kind of messing with my sphere of influence. That's what I told him. I said, what you talking about? They said, what you talking about, Willis? You know how we say that from different, I hope that's showing that we came from when, I can see his name. He would always say that in the sitcom. He would always say, what you talking about, Willis? Or whoever he's talking to, that was his brother. But I said, where I am, I need to keep my peace. And I didn't need to say no more. They knew what I meant because they know who I represent. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for that. Though I acted out, I was caught off guard. They saw the humanness of me showed up. But I'm just grateful that I was able to recognize that and they were able to understand where I was coming from. Thursday when I was in the office, guess what kind of music he had playing? He had it on 106.9, just playing nothing but God. Nothing but the music. Nothing but the music edifying our Savior. Edifying our Father. So even with that happening, it sparked something because I gave a comment. But getting back to where we need to be as believers, so much that we've allowed to fall short, we have to get to the point where we recognize. That's why it's important, adamant. It's so crucial that when we wake up in the morning, get to the point where the first thing we do is pray. I'm not saying you're doing that, but if you're not, if you're falling short in it, get back at it. I don't care where you are. Before you get up out of that bed, if someone comes to wake you up, distract you, say, give me a minute. Just lay there. If you have to pray under your breath, pray before the Father for your day. So your day will start out in prayer. That will help you even the more throughout the day. Amen. Talking to the Father. Then we can talk to him throughout the day. And regardless of distractions that come, hallelujah, they won't throw you off. They won't throw you off so quick. Amen. And you won't be quick to react. Amen. I'm just grateful for that. Hallelujah. So, when you think about your salvation, I had another question down here. It's time to ask this question. When you think about your salvation, and if your salvation was determined by your performance, would it ever be accepted in the kingdom of the Most High? When we think about how we performed, just think about something may have taken place this morning, yesterday, and how we reacted in that performance. Was it pleasing to the Father? We have to think about that. He's not that way, though. I mean, the Father, he's not that way. But we have to think that way, because if our performance, if we can only make it in based off our performance and we mess up a lot, we wouldn't make it in. But the Father loves us so much, he gives us another opportunity, another chance, to make that whatever might have been wrong, right. He gives us that. He gives us a new day. He gives us, like today is a brand new day.
Anything we may have wronged or did wrong yesterday, he gives us the opportunity to make it right today. Amen. Anything that may have wronged, even if it was something that you, you know, had to do with the day of Father's Day, observing Father, anything that you may have done wrong toward your Father, if he's still living, work on getting your, get it right. If he's not, talk to the Father about that and ask him, say, you didn't get opportunity to do it right when you were alive, you know, or when that Father was alive, but do it before the your Heavenly Father. He will allow that. He will allow you to walk in that forgiveness. And his love is like that. He doesn't think the way we think in that regard. That's why he wants, really, our thoughts to become like his. He wants us to love like he loves, to act like he acts, you know, to perform like he performs. In love. Amen. Mm. Faith and love is what produce the work, which is our performance. That's acceptable. It takes faith, believing in him, and it takes love. His love is unconditional. He loves us so much that he graces us. Even Paul was talking about that grace as he was encouraging those at Philippi. Amen. That grace that you still walk in. I'm praying you're still walking in. Continue on in it. Don't stop. Keep it moving. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing distract you. Don't let nothing come and catch you off guard. Throw you off guard. And keep you there. Get back up. Keep it moving. Amen. Keep it moving for the kingdom of the Most High. Because we want to hear that. Well done. Amen. We don't want to be performing in our own strength. And as I stated, I was starting to say early, it's not going to happen, you know, automatically. It's a process. But we have to make the decision to bring our body, our thoughts, or whatever into the obedience to that new man that's on the inside of us. You know, sometimes we have an excuse, oh, well, that's just the way I am. That's part of my personality. Well, if you don't line up with the Father, you better change it. That's why he wants to take that and re-gear it. He wants to re-gear it. That part of your personality brings glory and honor unto him and to the body of Christ. Because as we're displaying him, we're displaying that change. Others will see it. Because others knew where you were. And sometimes that's where they want to keep you. Oh, you used to this and that. Look what they did to all you did. They said this about the Messiah. He's just a carpenter's boy. He was a savior of the world. That's who he was. They recognized that after the fact. See, there's not going to be no chance for us to be recognizing anything after the fact. We have to recognize now and walk in that now. Yes, for such a time as this. Hallelujah. I'm thanking the Holy Spirit for how he continues to remind me, hallelujah, remind us of where we need to be, of where we need to get to, where we need to go, how to apply his word and really take it at what it says, word for word. Amen. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Join it together. It's all, but we're still going to get it in part. We're not going to know all of it until it's to the end. We're going to know in part right now. But as we learn and know in part, let's learn of that truth. Let's be able to rightly divine the word of truth so we won't be deceiving ourselves. I don't want to be deceived. That's what that scripture says. If the word is not rightly divided, you'll deceive yourself. I mean, if you don't study to show yourself approved unto the Father, rightly dividing this truth, you will deceive yourself. You'll be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. That's the enemy's job. He come to deceive us. He come to throw us off guard.
He come to take us out. He does not, he know, and his tactics are slick and cunning. He slithers in, ha, that curse, like a snake on his belly. He slithers in, but we have to, that's why our eyes, spiritual eyes and ears must remain open. We don't have time to go to sleep. Not in the spirit. In the natural, yes, you lay down and you get your rest so you can function properly in this body that the Father gave you. Amen. Get your rest. But stay awake in the spirit. Don't go to sleep. If the disciples, those who was on that boat with the Messiah, if they had stayed awake, they wouldn't have been caught off guard. They was right there with the peacemaker on the boat. He was right there in their presence, and they missed it. Their focus got on the situation immediately. They, like, you forgot he's right here with you? Mm. And see, he was tangible, right there with them, and they didn't get it until he was gone. My. Saints, we got to get it together. Get your, that was one of the messages came across here before on the broadcast. Get yourself together with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jehovah has come to do. Thank you, Father. Bless you for how you're helping us to get it together. Even Romans tells us, in Romans 6:6, let not sin reign in your mortal body. If we are not to let those things happen, that means that's in our control with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's what something within our control. Let not it. When something is going on and the Holy Spirit is brought it to our attention or your attention or my attention, it's up to us as an individual to work that thing out. The greater one's already on the inside to work it out of you. Work out what the Father's already worked in. Perform what the Father has already performed with ease. Ha, oh, my. Thank you, Father. It may sound a little tight, but it's right. We're not in this alone. We have the Holy Spirit, our helper is on the inside of us, to help us work it from the inside out. We have to depend on him to help us. That's why the Messiah, when he said, I'm going away to send back the Comforter, he's our helper. We pray to the Father. We pray to the Father in the name of the Son. But the Holy Spirit is the one who's on the inside of us helping us to do, walk it all out. Amen. I'm grateful. He helps us to carry out every decision that we need to make. I have a lot of decisions on my plate. And I'm seeking the wisdom of the Most High. I want his decision in the matters, not mine. It's a lot of things I can just go ahead and do that. I want his direction and his alone. Some things I don't discuss with people because I don't want to hear everybody's opinion. We have to be like that, saints. You have to hear his voice. I've been like that in some major decisions I made. I missed it in some major decisions, but that's okay. I learned from them. But that's the thing. If you're making decisions and some of you don't learn from, that's a problem. When you mess up through that decision and you have to catch the repercussions because word don't change. We're going to reap what we sown. There's going to be some repercussion up from that. I'm just thanking him for his mercy. Because his mercy allows it not to be as bad as it could be or could have been in the reaping process. Huh. My. I know we can think about a lot of accounts in our life during this journey.
where the Father was merciful. His judgment was spared. He spared so much judgment on my life. I can't do nothing but spare it on others. You know, to the Messiah, they would say, how could you sit amongst these sinners and these publicans just judging them, these scribes and these Pharisees? They were just judging him, just everything he did. We're the same way. How can you sit amongst those? We're supposed to go amongst them. But when you're amongst them, you can't do what they do. You're just there to display, to perform, to work out what's already been worked in you. To perform in that matter the way the Father would, not to comply, hallelujah, to what they might be doing. Amen. And see, they will recognize that you are who you say you represent. You are that. I can see that. Can't do nothing but recognize that. Hallelujah. That's the blessing. The Holy Spirit is there to strengthen us in every situation and circumstance, in every decision, as we're working out what the Father's already worked in us. Amen. He gives us the power to put and cast sin away from our life. Sin, any type of wrongdoing that we have still might think is okay. The Holy Spirit, if he's ministering to you about a thing, it's up to you. It's up to me. I'm talking to me here. I may say you, but I'm talking to me too. Anything he shows us about ourselves, it's up to us to not allow that to reign, to have presidents, to reign, to live there, to dwell there in your mortal body. See, this flesh will never get saved. It's the inner working of the Spirit. But that helps us to walk in the Spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because this flesh can be a mess. And if we don't govern it, if we don't allow, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit to help us to govern it, we would be a mess. But we have the authority to put sin out of our life and put it totally under our feet. It's defeated. That's why even in Romans 12:1, because I remember reading the scripture 12:6 about don't let that sin reign in your mortal body. But Paul is even encouraging there. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, set apart, acceptable unto Elohim. That's your reasonable service. That's your reasonable act of service. That's your reasonable act of worship. Render your heart and not your garments. It's not about an outward thing. It's about what's on the inside. Holy Spirit, thank you for indwelling us even now. The more. You're already there. Help us not to quench you and your power. Subdue us even the more from on high. Thank you. Thank you. The Most High works, yes, in mysterious ways, and his wonders to perform. His wonders that he executes, that he carries out, that he implements. We're a wonder. Some of us can look where we came from, what we used to do, where we've been. And all we can do is look at the Creator and say,
your wonders to perform. Look at where he has us now. And for those of you who have not accepted the Messiah, some who may be listening in or listening to the broadcast, I pray you make a conscious decision to cause the Savior to be, hallelujah, your Savior, personal belief, and allow him to start changing you from the inside out. It is a work in progress. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. Keeping it at the forefront of my mind. This will help you not to beat yourself up. Because, you know, a lot of times we're our own worst enemy. We beat ourselves up. Just my action in that thing, I beat myself up for a little bit. But I got over it, though. I got over it. Because I said, Father, I'm still in this human flesh. And this flesh will never get saved. And I thank you that. That was displayed. They saw my humanness. But he still worked it out. His wonders to perform. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He comes up with another way to execute, even when we mess up. And he executes through us. When we depend on him as we say we do, when we trust in him, when we rely on him, when we go to him with whatever the area may be. We want to perform like the Father performed. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Then there was another passage of scripture that came to me from out of 2 Corinthians 8. It was the 11th verse, but it was talking about Paul. Paul was talking to the assemblies at Corinth, and he was telling them, you know, they were talking about giving. He came to collect an offering for those who were at Macedonia. I'm just giving you a little history, so I don't have to go back and read it. But you can go back and read it for yourself, even at the beginning of that 8th chapter, or you can go back further. It's just so good to go back further and see what was taking place. But he was there to get a donation from them and to help, and they were poor themselves. But even the people that taking up the donation when he went to take up the donation, people were giving, and they gave more than he expected. And they were poor themselves, but they wanted to help. And see, we have missed it here, believers. We're supposed to be gathering together when someone has a need, and we know it. Sometimes people, we got so much pride, don't want nobody to know about a need. Won't want to tell nobody. Want to keep it to ourselves, and we're trying to figure it out on our own. But it takes a village still today. And Paul was not too proud to, I'm not going to say he was begging, but he still asked the people to rally together. Amen. And then in that 11th verse, it came out saying, now therefore, because all this has been done, he was talking about that grace that the Father has showed to the assemblies at Macedonia, though they were under pressure, they gave him joy. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you want to come together and give. But that 11th verse says, and now also complete this work of giving. He's reminding the Corinth, you know, this was already started. This was something you started maybe a few times, because this wasn't the first time that Paul came to encourage them. This was probably the fourth or fifth time, amen, with something. So he was encouraging them, complete that work if there was a readiness in designing it. So there also should be a completion out of what you have. There should be a performance. The King James Version, I think, says, now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. So, in other words, this is a matter of giving when it comes to performance. See, we have to do giving. Giving has to be a part of how we perform as well. And it shows forth who we are in the Father. Amen. So he was even sharing them, continue to perform in your giving. Amen. What that looks like in your giving. I'm encouraging you today, saints, continue to perform in your giving. Amen. Rally together. If someone has a need and you want to call some saints in together, see if we can put some money together. Make sure it's of a credible source, making sure that, you know, somebody's not trying to take advantage. Sometimes you got to look because there's a lot of scammers out here, too. Want to know the details of what's really going on for sure. Make sure that source is correct before you come trying to gather. Nowadays, it's just you got to be watchful even in that. But yet still, we cannot stop our performance in giving. Amen. Some people come to you with needs, but that doesn't mean you're the one who's supposed to help meet that need. And it's not that sometimes you may have whatever it is they need. You may be able to, it may be something that you have for something else. It might be allocated. You might have to sacrifice it for a minute if the Holy Spirit tells you to. That's where it comes in. You got to be, you know, because people are going to come to you. People are going to come to you with needs at times. But you have to pray if you're the one who's supposed to be able to be the one to help it, to give to it, to loan to it, whatever. However the Father leads you. That's why we have to depend on the Holy Spirit so he can help us perform. Work out, in other words, what he's already worked in. Perform what he's already performed on the inside of us. He's always at work, saints. He's always working for us, in us, and through us. But we have to allow him to do those things. Amen. We have to open up and allow him. He's faithful to every promise. Every promise he makes, he carries it out. That's part of the Father's wonders to perform. He carries out his promises. Sometimes we can nullify them with words that we come say against. We're believing for something, and then we come right back and say something negative, totally against it, and nullify what we were believing for. Our words are powerful. Amen. All of us are on this earth to perform. As born-again believers, our performance should be pleasing unto the Most High. I gave some analogies of performance at the beginning. We're not going back there. But the key to our performance has saints of the Most High. And anyone listening who may have just made that choice, the opportunity is here for you to make that choice if you haven't. Make the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus, your master, your Lord, your master, hallelujah, of every area of your life. Believe that the Father God, Elohim, sent him into this earth, hallelujah, that we could accept him as our personal Savior. He'd come in and change us, start changing us from the inside out. I pray that you're getting this. And you understand this. Let that new man out even the more. Anyone new converted, let the new man out. Let him come forth. Hallelujah. We are change agents. We are yet being changed, and we're going about making change. Hallelujah. We are in the dress rehearsal right now. At this time in this journey. And the main thing that we are performing down here as unto the Father, not outwardly, but an inward working of the heart and the mind. We're doing all that. It's all taking place to build up his kingdom. And then that we get to hear him say, well done. It's about his mission, building his kingdom, and not our own. It's his kingdom. It's not ours. Whew, I'm so grateful for that.
And see, when that word was used in the passage in Philippi, perfect, that Greek definition is complete. Something has been accomplished. See, he wants to perfect things in us. Even the scripture says he will perfect everything that's a concern to us. If it's a concern to us, it's a concern to our compassionate Father, our loving Father. He loves us so much. So much. If there's any need or any specific thing that we have going on, specific situation, our Father's concerned about it. Go to him with it. And then if he leads you to talk to others, be specific even in that. Be specific even in that, because you don't want your business everywhere. Your business is not everybody's business. So be specific even in how and who you share with. Amen. Know that that individual will be in prayer with you and for you. That's the key. You have to know those who labor among you. You have to know those who are in your circle. Sometimes you may have to dismiss some in your circle, and that's okay too. You need to do what you need to do for your sake and your personal relationship, for your inward peace. You have to do what you have to do to let that new man continue to come out, to allow the Holy Spirit to work out what the Most High has already worked in. And I just want to continue to encourage you today. Hallelujah. Our Father God is a wonderful performer. We're still in school learning. We're still learning. Learning the parts that we have to play in this body of believers, the body unit that we are. That's what I'm talking about. The work is taking place on the inside of us as individuals, but we have to know all these parts working together to bring unity to the body so that we can perform, hallelujah, before him. He's our coach. The Holy Spirit is cheering us on. Father God is cheering us on through the working of the Holy Spirit that's at work in us even now. And I'm grateful for that. Amen. At this time, if there's any prayer requests, I'm going to unmute the line or anything, or you can mute your line back if you don't have anything to say or comment pertaining to the message. Or just a prayer request. I want to pray in agreement with you. Or just pray us out. Want to say happy Father's Day. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I just praise the Lord for you and just want to encourage you. Because you encourage us so much with your messages every week, and they're so on time. And I just thank the Lord for you and pray that you will continue, and I know you will, to hear from the Father. What you say is so timely, and I just thank God for you and continue to pray your strength in him. Thank you so much for being a blessing to us and for you being obedient. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, my sister. Thank you, Father.
Good morning. I concur with what the woman of God just spoke as well. Your words are so timely. Every time I get on, I'm so blessed just to hear. It's a confirmation, and I just thank God for your continuous obedience, and I continue to pray for your continued strength and the Lord as well. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, my sister.
And God bless you as well.
Amen. Amen.
I shed many tears this morning. Because everything was timely. A lot of times I hear you and I don't do this part. But today, not that it's Father's Day, it just happens to be Father's Day. You know, I don't really care about that part. But what was said today was needed.
Mm.
I'm in a transition, and you know who I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Daddy, your husband,
who
sleeps.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. But I had to go through this. I was in the penitentiary. But you sound just like him. His mental rest on you, or vice versa, or whatever. I mean, it's just like when I hear you, I hear him every single time. Some days I miss the Sundays, but a good percentage of the times I'm there, but you don't know it because I don't say that, you know.
Mm.
And
thank you.
That word, when Ruach HaKodesh speak to you, it just be pinpoint certain areas, and I just be like, God, dog, listen to this.
Mm.
I don't know how many people listen to you. Really, I don't care, but I do. But you know, my thing is, I'm selfish about it. You know, I'm selfish about what Yah is saying to me, and I care for others and what Yah was saying to them as well. But at the same time, it's just like for today. Even as the tears are streaming down my face at this very moment, I want to say thank you for being obedient to the Ruach HaKodesh and what y'all were placed in your heart to say for today.
Amen.
And y'all bless everybody else that's been a blessing, the two females that just spoke, whoever they are. But... and whoever else is online, you know what I mean? But excellent, proficient, and strategic is how you were today. And I have nothing bad. I have nothing to say against anything. I came on a few minutes later.